Verse 7, "What then? That which Israel is seeking for, it has not obtained, but those who were chosen obtained it, and the rest were hardened." Those who were chosen obtained it. Those who weren't chosen were hardened. God actually gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes to see not, ears to hear not, down to this very day. Strong language about sovereign choice. 2 Timothy 2:10. 2 Timothy 2:10. Paul says, understanding this doctrine, believing it with all his heart, Paul said, "I endure." He wrote that Roman epistle. He says in 2 Timothy 2:10, "This, for this reason I endure all things, for the sake of those who are chosen, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus." Why do you go through what you go through, Paul? My, life was so hard for him. He talks about suffering hardship like a good soldier of Jesus Christ. He competes in verse 5 like an athlete strenuously. He works in verse 6 like a hardworking farmer. I mean, it's all sacrificial. In verse 9, he talks about suffering hardship even to imprisonment as a criminal. Why do you do that? Why do you do it? "For this reason I endure all things, for the sake of those who are chosen." It's unmistakable. God has His chosen, and their choosing has to be confirmed by the hearing of the gospel. In James 1:18. Well, let's look at verse 17. This is a good verse. You know it well. James 1:17, "Every good thing bestowed and every perfect gift is from" where? Now, what's the best gift that could come down from heaven? Salvation. Every good thing, the best thing would be salvation. The perfect gift, the gift of spiritual perfection, is from above. Everything. "Coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow." Everything that's good, and salvation would be at the top of the list, is from God. And so in verse 18 it says, "In the exercise of His will He brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be as it were the first fruits among His creatures." He did it. It came down from heaven. As an exercise of His will, He brought us forth, and He did it by the word of truth, that is, through the gospel. James chapter 2, verse 5. James chapter 2, verse 5. "Listen, my beloved.